It's a fresh week. You can etch a sketch last week if you need to and start over. It is Monday, February the 8th, Valentine's week coming up. Lots of exciting things happening. So welcome, welcome, welcome to those of you who are here in live time discussing all the excitement of the Super Bowl. I tuned in to see the halftime show. Oh my goodness. That was pretty exciting. And for those of you who are tuning in podcast time, well, if you're not a football fan, this call may not be for you. I'm just kidding. Like to have some fun, right? So who would like to jump out and just, you know, I don't know if we can raise the energy anymore, but we can certainly try. Victories from last week, gratitudes, fun things, exciting things, anything. Who would like to step up and share that doesn't typically, you know, step out and step up into the, you know, come down on the floor and participate with us? Who'd like to do that this morning? The floor is yours, and you will have to unmute your line, so I'll be patient, Miss Barbie Lee. Give people time to unmute their lines, and come play with us. Who'd like to step out and share? This would be the interactive part.
Morning, Carolyn. It's Carol.
Okay, we got Carol and somebody else.
It's Jamie in Colorado.
Jamie, good morning. All right, so Carol, go for it.
Good morning. I was at a fabulous training this weekend in Markham with Susan Sly, Shannon Fisher, so many more incredible trainers, Dr. Rick Lee. It was an incredible, incredible day, and one of the things Susan stressed was we are collectors of stories.
I like it. So whose stories have you been collecting?
I want to collect everybody's story.
give me.
Lost Carolyn.
Can you give me two?
Two stories.
You don't have to give me the whole story. Can you give? You're collecting people's stories. Can you give me the names of two people whose stories you're collecting?
Olga and Julie.
Okay, Olga and Julie. All right. And who was it from Colorado that was stepping out? I didn't catch your name.
Hi, I'm Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I hope I didn't miss the prompt. Is this for gratitude?
This is for anything. Gratitude, victory,
awesome.
Fun. What's going on in Iceland for you?
Okay, so I was told about a group called Addicts to Athletes that I'm going to hopefully be talking to and working with as I'm in recovery. This has been an integral part of the holistic recovery aspect. So I am so excited about the opportunity to connect with those who struggle and help them look at the nutrition piece.
That's awesome, Jamie, and thank you for sharing that. And, you know, on this call, we often talk about the power of words and how we intention things into our lives. So one of the words, and if you're open to some coaching, I'd be happy to give you a little tiny tip.
I would love it.
All right, great. And the word hope really keeps us in limbo when we say, hopefully I will. When we're calling into intention, you want to use that word. It's my intention to connect with these group of people, and, you know, assist them with our nutrition products. So you're intentioning what you want to bring about. And somebody who you may want to choose to follow, is Tracy O'Malley, because it sounds like you have a similar journey, and she's done really well in Isagenix, given that the, you know, nutrition helped turn a lot of things around for herself. So thank you, ladies, for stepping out and sharing. I'm excited to be here this morning. And Carol, when you kind of let us off into the topic we want to talk about this week and really help you guys hone your skills and develop this particular skill. So you mentioned, Carol, that you one of the things that you learned from Susan Sly was to be a collector of stories. And, Carol, why do you think that's important?
I think it's important because I myself get in my head that I have to be perfect and have to tell this story, but it's not me telling, it's me listening and collecting information and asking questions to find a solution for the person. I won't know the solution unless I collect the story and listen.
I love it. So there's two parts to that, and I think you learned really well on Saturday, and Susan's a brilliant trainer. And in collecting the story, you want to make sure that, you know, your story, you have a story for all different parts of Isogenics, that you have all different product stories, that you have a income story. And in the beginning, you know, I would say to Jimmy Smith, well, how can I tell people about the money because I'm not making any money? And he said, well, use and leverage my story until you get your story. And so for those of you who are listening, you may be thinking, well, you know what, Carol, and I'm only cycling one time a week. Well, one time a week works out to close to, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, $2,800 U.S. or $2,400 U.S. Over a period of 1 year if you're cycling one time a week every week. And where can you go and get that kind of a raise these days? You know, it's you go to your employer and say, I'd like a $2,500 raise next year. That's just not the environment. That's not the climate, right? So you want to be collecting these stories, and your income story could be, you know, oh, my goodness, I'm getting my product paid for. That's where I started. And so where am I going with all of this? As you collect stories, as you get to know Susan's stories, your upline stories, people on this call get to know their stories, this is how you can leverage getting started in Isogenics and casting a bigger picture. So this week, guys, we want to train you on the skill, and I call it the art of the three-way. So I would just love some feedback here. How many of you are currently using the three-way call to help share the story and to build your business? How many of you are using the three-way? You're either the expert on the three-way or you're the person bringing somebody to the call for a three-way. Who's doing three-ways these days?
Barbie Lee.
I am.
Joyce, I use them.
Maura.
Carol.
Five people. I'm counting.
Good morning.
Eight. Okay, good. Good.
Barbie.
And guys, you know, all I can do is encourage you to understand the power of the three-way. This is your apprentice learning program. And I think what we're finding is that, you know, when I look at my weekly tracker sheet in the 90-day game plan, one of the columns in there indicates how many three-ways did I do last week. And you know what? Any business that you're in requires that you record the numbers. So, Kevin, let me ask you a question. In your karaoke star business, were there different numbers that you had to record in order for you to understand whether your business was growing, plateauing, or falling behind?
Absolutely, Carolyn. We always kept track of where we were with respect to last week, last month, last year, watching trends, being able to base our future on our past. So, yeah, we're always watching numbers.
Okay, I love that. Being able to base your future on your past. So I'm looking now, guys, and I don't know about you, but I printed off the weekly tracker sheet. Now, you can quite easily use the 90-day game plan book, but those little columns are too small for me to write in. So those columns in there, three-way calls, weekly goal, and then it's got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I've written down the number of calls, three-way calls, that I am open to doing for my team. And then on the back, I write down the names of those people. And I will follow up with those ladies to find out how how that, you know, what was the result of doing those three ways? Because if I'm not tracking it, you guys, then I won't know how much progress I am making. And so that's the purpose of this. So if those of you are using the weekly tracker in the 90-day game plan book from NYKO, you know, week one was page 60, and I don't know why week two is 61. Okay, makes sense. I got these backwards. So I am I'm tracking these so that I can see at the end of 1 week, 1 month, 3 months, where am I making progress and where am I falling behind? And so when I look, why in one particular week, or why is it amongst the different team members, some people are doing three-way calls and others aren't? And we've come to this conclusion. People don't do something because they don't know how. People don't do something because they're afraid. People don't do something because their belief level is something other than, you know, what they don't know about. And so when I first started, I knew nothing about nutrition. In fact, the whole idea of, you know, back then, 12 years ago, Isagenics was pretty much a weight loss company. And I thought, I have no credibility when it comes to weight loss. I lost about 12, 15 pounds, and I'd never had a weight problem. It's just that in that particular year, fortunately for me, I encountered Isagenics, so I didn't have to deal with this for, you know, years, like many people are dieting for years. So this wasn't something that interested me. So when I got my results and I got my story, now what do I do with that? People started asking me questions. I did not know how to answer them. And, you know, the tools you guys have today are incredible compared to what we had when we first started. So the tool that I had and I utilized was the three-way call. I learned and mastered that in my previous business, the art of the three-way. And we used to call it the ABC call. A is that expert person. A is the person, you know, the ace in the deck who pretty much knows what they're talking about or has credibility on a certain subject. The B was the person who was, you know, bringing somebody to the call. And the C was the customer, or we say the cynic, people who are, you know, curious but maybe don't understand what's going on. So we call this the ABC of building your business. So, you know, I wanted to share with you guys, if we could show you, let me ask this question, if we could show you the how and the why, would you be inclined to do more three ways for those of you who aren't doing them?
Absolutely.
Okay, I got one affirmative yes.
Yes.
Was that Susanna?
Yes, uh-huh.
Good morning, Susanna. So let me ask you, is the three-way something that you feel comfortable utilizing?
I feel uncomfortable using it because I think I'm going to be bothering somebody, or I don't have their number, or.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing, because I'm sure other people feel the same way. And you brought up an interesting point. You don't want to bother me. And when people say that, I think, how do you think you'd be bothering me, Susanna, if I enrolled you or you were in my team?
Since I'm not, so then I think, okay, I would really be bothering her since I'm not on her team.
Okay, and what is it you think you're bothering? Because I'm too busy, or you don't deserve my time, or what is it?
Yes, you're too busy with your team, and I should I have to take that out of, I desire to talk to you.
Yeah, okay, so what if you were on my team? So let's say, let's do a little, you are on my team, so you're not calling me because you think I'm too busy. Okay, so guys, I'm going to tell you this. There's a golf tournament happening here in the area that I live in, and I love going to it. I love going to it every year. And I had taken some lessons from this golf pro. And that year, he said to me, "Oh, Carolyn, I have a couple extra tickets to the ACE tournament. Are you planning on coming?" I'm like, "Yes." I said, "What do I have to pay for them?" He said, "Nothing. It's free." And so once I got those tickets for free, do you think I want to pay the next year? No. So The next year, though, I hesitated to call him. I thought, well, what will he think of me? And I don't want to bother him, and I'm sure he's really busy. And then I thought, here's the statement. If you don't ask, what is the answer?
Always no.
Always no. So I thought, I have nothing to lose by asking. So now we've become Facebook friends, and so I said, I'm coming to the ACE tournament. He said, do you want some tickets? I don't even have to ask him. So guys, my point, I'm digressing a little bit here. The assumptions you have in your head are just that, assumptions. Your upline, do you think they want to see you succeed? Well, that's a stupid question, right? Of course they do. And so this whole notion that people say to me, I don't want to bother you, Carolyn, you're too busy. I go, I am. I'm very busy. On Tuesday morning, I play golf. On Thursday morning, I go to Bible study. Thursday afternoon, I play golf. Saturday morning, I play golf. Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning, I'm in the gym. So the rest of the time is yours, right? So people, guys, get to know the people that you're working with. Ask for times that you, if you know what you're doing in the week, and you know you're going to be making some calls, and Lenny Evans taught this really well. He said, I would text my upline and say, hey, I've got an appointment with so-and-so this date and time. And he had two or three people he could call, and he said, who's available to assist me should I need assistance? So that's what I did with Susan. When I planned my launch parties, I used the three-way call all the time. Because why? I knew nothing about this program. I knew nothing about the binary system. It was a completely different compensation plan. And so I relied on Susan and Kathy Smith and Jimmy Smith to guide me, to teach me, and I apprenticed under them. So I learned the basics, and I was taught the basics of how to do a three-way call. But the first thing is you got to have your foundation set up. So on your phone, you need to be subscribed to conference calling. Then you need a phone that has like Flash or Link or something on it, or conference calling, whatever it says. Or if you have an iPhone, it's got the add a call feature. So you want to be set up. This is part of your systems for your office. And the next thing you want to do, and I'm going to give you the how-tos, right? We did the why-tos. The why is to, you know, create that leverage so that and I'll get to that in a second. Pre-qualify your contact regarding their interest. Is it product? Is it business? Is it both? This way your expert will know exactly where to focus their energy. And I can tell you, I did a three-way call with a leader in my last business, and I didn't really give him any idea of what I needed. We got on the phone. The person decided they didn't want the product, and the gentleman who was my expert was like, oh, well, in that case, just return it. And I'm like, no, that's not what I wanted. But you see, I didn't give him, I didn't lay the foundation, I didn't give him any direction, and boy, that was like a bad three-way, okay? So make sure that your expert understands what goal outcome you want from this call. That's the one thing I ask everybody. What do you want this call to do for you? Because I want to make sure that I'm going in the direction that they desire. The next thing you want to do is to be sure that you edify your third party. And what do I mean by edify? It means tell the person, your prospect that you bring to the phone, something about this person. And if you have some commonalities, I often put Susan on the phone with a lot of moms, right? That's what they had in common. But I didn't just leave it there. I let them know as a mom, you know, moms are busy, right? That Susan also had a thriving business. And she had time to exercise, and she had time to, you know, so I gave a picture of possibility to my new person by edifying Susan. So before doing that call with Susan, though, I made sure I had her 5-point bio, because you don't want to bore your prospect. So 5 short points. And if you don't have your 5-point bio, I would encourage each and every one of you to make sure you get that done right away. And you know, and I have a little system. I'll be honest, I stole it from Susan. I borrowed it from Susan. You know, duplication is key, and it says how to do a three-way with Carolyn and Stephen. And it lays out all of these things that I'm talking about, and our bio is right there, our five-point bio. All right, so you edify your third party, you make sure that your third party, you have their bio, and then you set up the appointment for the three-way, and we'll go into more detail about how to do that, you know, during the course of the week and do some role-play, right? So the day of the appointment, you confirm, and you confirm all of this with your expert. Because one of the things, people ask me for a three-way, I give them a time slot, then I don't hear back from them. And so, unfortunately, if somebody else steps in and confirms with me, yes, they got the appointment, they're going to trump that person who asked for it and then never confirmed with me. So really important, and that's the, you know, that's the edifying of your expert in another way, in that you're respectful of their time, guys. You know, you don't book time with people and then just not show up. That's not being professional, right? So you set the appointment, you confirm with your upline. I like to call my expert first. I want to make sure that they're on the line. I want to make sure that they know who we're speaking to, and I want them to know that I have their bio and I will be introducing them. And I always introduce them first. Why? Because I'm setting the tone for this call. I'm setting the tone in terms of, you know, I've got somebody important on the line, and I've already told my prospect how long this call is going to be, that my expert, person I'm bringing to the call, has 15 minutes, and then I'll go into introducing them, right? Keep it short, keep it tight, because I know in the beginning, like, and you've probably heard Susan say this, we used to do, like, you know, 1 hour three-way calls. It was ridiculous. But as we get better at it, we understand that you can say what you need to say in 15 minutes, right? So I get my expert on the line, and then I link in my prospect to the person that I'm introducing to the expert, right? And then I will introduce my expert first, and then I'll introduce my prospect. Now, you can do it the opposite way. That's up to you. This is how I do it, and the reason being, when I've finished introducing my expert and now I'm going to introduce my prospect, the last thing the prospect hears is all these wonderful things I'm saying about them. And as I'm saying this, you know, my expert already has all the notes, but maybe I'm going to drop something in there that they haven't heard, and my expert is now going to be speaking to my prospect using some of the things that I spoke about. And, you know, I'm going to edify, I'm going to compliment this person on the phone, I'm going to tell my expert something about them, why they're on the call, what information they have seen. And that gives my expert the opportunity to step in. And here's a little, just a sidebar tip. Don't just jump into the call and make it a, so Kevin, what video did you see and what did you think of it? Create a bridge, you guys. Create the bridge in terms of, when I'm talking to my expert about my prospect, I give them some personal information as well. I'll say something like, Kevin is an amazing entrepreneur. He's very successful. He loves music. He loves to drink wine. And boy, you know, his parties are something special that people want to be at. And so that's your bridge to create some camaraderie and, you know, that feel good space. So I would say something to Kevin like, wow, Kevin, so you know, sounds like you're someone who likes to have a lot of fun. And that it drops people's guards when you show some interest in them. And I may ask him, well, what's his favorite wine? Or if I happen to know that he's a football fan, I'll ask him something about, you know, this is before me knowing Kevin, right? I'll ask him something about, you know, what is the name of, you know, the team that he cheers for? So all of that creates that camaraderie, that feel good that you want to create before you get into the meat and potatoes of the call. Okay, so do you guys get some of this stuff? So, and now, once you do those introductions, you guys, you want to put some duct tape on your mouth, okay? Because I know in the beginning when I did some calls with Susan, I was so eager. I jumped in there and I, you know, added my two cents. done calls with people where somebody asked me to get on the call, but I think I said maybe one or two lines, and they did all the talking. And I'm like, I would be sit there and laugh and listen. It's like, okay. And so part of this is learning, right? So I understood that my job was to be quiet. That's why we called it the ABC. The B was the person who was bringing the person, bringing two people to the call, and they also had to be quiet. And so I, you know, often had to have a glass of water, and every time I was tempted to speak, I'd take a, you know, a gulp full of water. That way it's hard to speak when you have a mouthful of water, right? And you only speak when your expert calls upon you. So those are the nuts and bolts of doing a three-way call, you guys. And I'm going to give you a website that you can go to that I was just reading right off that website, and how to do a three-way, the purpose and value. And it's found in Carol Taylor has put together, I mean, I use this resource site all the time, allinonebusiness.net, and under helpful documents, you'll find, you know, the how to do a three-way call and examples of how to do it, how to edify your person, and the importance of the third-party call. And I'm telling you, this is how I learned to do this business. When Susan spoke, I took notes. When she talked about the product, I took notes. When she talked about the income model, I took notes. And from those notes, I was able to learn how to do those myself. Now, when I did my first three-way call where I was the expert, I'm telling you, I was scared out of my pants. However, nobody else knows that. And the best way to do a three-way call when you feel that, I don't know, I'm not an expert, I can't do it, is just to ask lots of questions. That's the purpose of that call. You're on a fact-finding mission, and the more questions you ask about that person, the better the conversation is going to be. And the purpose of the three-way call, besides this, actually, let me open up the lines here and ask you guys, what do you think the purpose of the three-way call is?
Duplication.
Hello.
Hi. Purpose of the three-way call.
I think
duplication.
Validation.
Duplication, validation. I love it. Anything else?
Finding what they need.
Education.
Education. A lot of education, duplication, validation.
Finding out what their needs are.
Finding out what their needs are. These are all great things, you guys. And the biggest reason you want to do a three-way call, third-party validation. When you are speaking to somebody, especially somebody you know, there's history, the two of you. People are judging what you're bringing to them based on your past history. When you bring in a third party, someone who you've edified, now this person's listening with a fresh set of ears. They're listening for, who is this person? This person that you've edified. They've got something important to say. And so it instills some confidence in your, you know, in your prospect that, okay, I'm going to listen. And so when I put Susan on the phone with a lot of the people that I had been in business with before, and I just, you know, listened and was quiet and listened and learned and wrote, it was amazing because I learned things that I was like, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, I didn't know that. And this way, your third party is learning with, you know, absolutely no, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. There's no history there, right? They're not cynical. They tend to be a little less aggressive. They tend to be a little less stubborn. They tend to be a little less resistant. And I like to use three-way calls for my team for the purposes of welcoming them and creating that ambience, providing information, so then taking them one step further. And basically, I tell people, when your person is ready to make a decision, get me on the call because I can navigate and show them how to collect a decision, what questions to ask get them to make a decision to join us. So I hope these provided you some steps and guidelines and how, the reasons why and how to do a three-way, and then we're going to go into doing some role play. So let's have some takeaways. What are you guys taking away from this call, and are you open to doing some more three-way calls?
Carolyn, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hello. I'm really receiving what you're saying, because I was one of those people up until recently that was just petrified to do a three-way call. When someone on my team had someone, I would wait to see if there was anyone else could take it, because we'd have this thread and about four of us that could jump on, and Kevin was one of them, Kevin and Miss Diana. And I just waited to see if they would jump on, and because I just didn't want to do it. And just what you're saying is listening to these calls, taking notes, and really just deciphering what it is that the leader is saying and learning from it and putting it in practice. And I have to say, in the last 2 weeks, just me opening up and putting myself out there to be uncomfortable, I was actually able to help four people come on board as a result of the three-way calls. And it's been wonderful, and I just want to reiterate that once we put ourselves out there to practice and practice, it does become easier. Now I have people on the other end saying, oh, my gosh, I love your energy. I want what you have. And now they're, we're selling presence packs in addition to that, or offering presence packs. So I'm picking up what you're saying, because
you're getting more comfortable with it, Tina. I'm going to give you guys one more tip. I started doing my three-way calls using Zoom.com. And that account is free. You have up to 40 minutes, and I think there's a limited amount of participants. I did a three-way call where we were all on the screen together. The difference, I'm telling you, it was night and day, because they could see me. And like you said, Tina, they could see your enthusiasm. They can look in your eyes. You can't get that from a phone call, right? And so Zoom.com, you guys, get into the, I'm jumping into the deep end of the technology pool. Some of you have Skype, so you can Skype each other as well. I would highly encourage you to set that up, because it's that much more powerful than the telephone. And the rest of the week, we'll be talking about the three-way principle. It doesn't have to just be a phone call. It could be like this. It could be a Skype call. It could be an in-home. It could be, and this is launch party week. That could be used as a three-way. It could be an event. So we're going to talk about how to utilize this third-party validation. Today, I wanted to specifically talk about the phone call or doing a video call, because that's how I'm going to be doing my three-ways from now on. So, guys, make it a great day. Schedule those three-ways this week. Remember, it's launch party week this week. And you can three-way in your upline leader. If you're in a place where, that's how I used to do my launch parties after I did my first one with Susan, I would Skype her in to my launch party so she could, open it and then close it up at the end for questions. So make it a great week, everyone. We'll be back here tomorrow with the beautiful Susie Fields, and we're going to assist all of you to nail this skill set and make your businesses Zoom.